But what if there's more than one confound you want to control for? You can expand this model endlessly. And some people have, and it becomes a nightmare after a while. But what we're going to do is we're going to represent that the total variation is attributable to the IV and multiple covariates and the error. You get an F test for each variable, you get B's, betas, and T tests for each variable, each of which is a unique contribution of that variable to the model after controlling for each of the other variables. Remember, ANCOVA is just a multiple regression with one of the predictors called an IV. So we've got different applications of ANCOVA. ANCOVA was originally developed not to correct for confounds, but to reduce the error term, to identify that there are more things going on than just the IV and individual differences in randomized true experiments. So if you've got randomized true experiments, whatever other variables are going on can't be confounding because you've got random assignment manipulation and control. The only thing those other variables can be doing is inflating your error term by inflating what you think is individual differences. And when they first started to use ANCOVA as an ANOVA type model, it was to reduce the within-group variability by isolating the within-group variability attributed to the covariate and increase the F. Factorial designs were actually initially designed not to study interactions, but to reduce error terms. Within groups designs and max groups designs, all of the designs that we think of as all these clever ways of asking different questions were all originally designed for true experiments with random assignment, lots of control, to reduce the error term. That's what they were all designed to do. And if you look in older textbooks, it's confusing as hell because there's all of this stuff about between groups design, then there's a couple of chapters on error reducing designs. An error-reducing analysis. And there you see all of the rest of our world tucked into these two chapters. Because originally they were designed to reduce error. Then somebody looked carefully at the math and said, you know, since we're correcting stuff, we can correct the assessment of the IV-DV relationship for between-group variability attributable to the covariate. There were an awful lot of things that people wanted to study that couldn't be randomly assigned and manipulated. Even in agriculture, you can't really randomly assign and manipulate rainfall. But rainfall is an important variable. So you control the shit out of everything, and then you've got, and a lot of this was done on the East Coast, where you've got little mountain ranges and big hills, and it rains on one side and not the other. Shit. So now I've got a source of variation that's not only inflating within group variability, but screwing up between group comparisons. The model doesn't care why things are collinear. It only cares that they're collinear. And so the ANCOVA took on a second function, which is correcting the assessment of the IV-DV relationship for confounds. Now, please notice, when the ANCOVA is used to reduce the error term, what it almost always does is increase the F, because it leaves the numerator alone, it makes the denominator smaller, F gets bigger. One of the things about confound correction by covariates is that the F might get bigger or smaller depending upon the confound being corrected for. We're going to spend some time on that because that's the most confusing thing. When people are doing partial and semi-partial correlations and even multiple regressions and they throw another variable in, nobody really thinks about whether we're going to get the regression weight getting bigger or smaller as a consequence of putting that in. In ANCOVA, we worry all the time about whether this is going to change the direction of the group difference or create a group difference that wasn't there. And so it's really important to remember that when you're correcting the between group for the covariate, you may make the F bigger, smaller, or completely flip the direction of the group difference. When you're using the statistic, however, you don't get to pick which of these you do. It does both. If the covariate is only related to the DV and not related to the IV, there's nothing to correct for, and you get the first. If it's only related to the IV and it's not related to the DV, then you only get adjustment in the numerator. But most of the time, like in our example, the covariate is related to both the IV and the DV, and the ANCOVA changes both the numerator and the denominator. All right, so how ANOVAs and ANCOVAs differ. The sum of squares error for the ANCOVA will always be smaller than the sum of squares error for the ANOVA, because we pulled what part of what was error out and called it covariate. So the error is always going to be less because it's always only part of what it used to be in the ANOVA. The sum of squares IV for the ANCOVA may be the same, larger, or smaller than for the ANOVA, depending upon the direction of the effect of the IV and the covariate. So we have to start thinking about not only whether there is an effect or not, but the direction of the effect and the direction of the confounding effect relative to the direction of the IV effect. Sort of a mess, but I got it all down to one page for you. The simplest situation. The treatment and the control have the same score on the covariate. There's no confounding. So the sum of squares for the IV won't change. The sum of squares for the error goes down, so F gets larger and more sensitive. If the treatment and the control don't have the same score on the covariate, then we have confounding, and there are two situations. One, if the treatment and confounding are in the opposite direction. In other words, the confound is offsetting the treatment effect or interfering with the treatment effect or inhibiting the treatment effect. For example, the third graders get the treatment, which is supposed to make things better. The fifth graders get the control. The ANOVA is going to underestimate the treatment effect because the treatment effect is being inhibited by the grade difference. So the ANCOVA will correct for that underestimation, and the sum of squares from the ANOVA will be less than the sum of squares for the ANCOVA. The ANCOVA F will be bigger, error is always smaller. Versus, if the treatment and confounding are in the same direction, the fifth graders got the treatment. Now there's two reasons that the treatment group has the better mean. They got the treatment, and they're the older kids. So part of what we thought was treatment is really just age. And we want to correct for that. But now when we correct, the sum of squares for the ANCOVA is going to be smaller than the sum of squares for the ANOVA. Our effect is going to get smaller. But the error term also gets smaller. So it's possible to have some squirrely results like the corrected mean difference is smaller than the uncorrected mean difference, but the uncorrected mean difference is not statistically significant because the error term's larger, and the smaller corrected mean difference is statistically significant because the error is less. So you always have to remember, the ANCOVA is mucking about with both the numerator and the denominator. All right, so doing all of this with pictures. We're going to portray, just like we did in general in your model module, just like we did in 942, we're going to portray group differences as height differences. We're not going to have two bars or two lines for the two different groups, just height differences. And that height difference is going to be captured by this regression weight. All right, now, here we have a situation where there is no confounding, by which I mean the average covariate for the control group is the same as the average covariate for the treatment group. So there's no confounding. And so, the corrected mean difference is exactly the same as the uncorrected mean difference because there's nothing to correct for. Here, we have confounding. The treatment group has a higher score on the covariate. The control group has a lower score on the covariate. That's confounding. When we look at the raw difference, we look at the difference between the treatment mean and the control mean, and that's how big we think the treatment effect is. To do the ANCOVA is to say, let's pick a value of the covariate and compare the groups controlling for that covariate value. And now we get this. So just like I promised you, when the confounding is operating in the same direction as the treatment, the corrected mean difference is smaller than the uncorrected mean difference. Here's the opposite. Now, there's still confounding. The groups are different on the covariate. But now the control group has a larger mean. The treatment group has a smaller mean. The confounding is opposite the treatment effect. And so when we correct, there's the uncorrected mean difference. There's the corrected mean difference. Yeah.
What value of the covariate does it choose to compare them to?
Well, yes, SPSS corrects it for the mean.
Okay.
When we did it in regression, we would set the quantitative variable to mean centered.
Right.
It would automatically control at zero, and so the same thing got done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But
the other part is that because the regression lines for the treatment and the control are parallel, no matter what value you control at, you get the same modeled group mean difference.
Okay.
You going to ask something?
No.
Okay.
Not
anything. Okay. All right, several things to remember. The null for ANOVA and ANCOVA are different. And the ANCOVA null doesn't make a lot of sense when you read it out loud and read all the parts. ANOVA, no mean difference between the populations represented by the treatment groups. That's the whole idea. That's why we're here. ANCOVA, no mean difference between the populations represented by the treatment groups, assuming all the members of both populations have a covariate score equal to the overall covariate mean of the current sample groups. If that were true, we wouldn't be doing this shit. Don't treat statistical control as experimental control, and remember, you are underspecified. You don't have all of the confounds involved in the model. The underlying philosophy or hope of ANCOVA, like all other multivariate models, is behavior is complicated, so more complicated models will, on average, be more accurate. Of course, I have counterexamples for you to look at and be afraid of. Don't confuse this with any given ANCOVA model is more accurate than the associated ANOVA model. If I am careful in my selection of covariates, I can produce a corrected mean difference to my liking. That's one of the things that you see a lot by people who are sleazy, is they will go out and they will get a whole bunch of covariates trying to pile up both some that are operating in the same direction as the IV and some that are operating against the IV. Because if I can find any covariates that are operating against the IV, I can artificially inflate the corrected mean group difference and show a treatment group under a set of conditions that's unreasonable. But I can show you the math. If I'm trying to squelch an effect, all I got to do is start finding covariates, however weak, that operate against that, where the higher performing group had the lower score on the covariate, and I can squeeze that effect down and down and down to nothing. Especially when people start doing weird shit with the error terms they select. They correct the numerator but not the denominator for the covariate. Now I've reduced the between group effect as much as possible and used the largest possible error term, pushing everything towards a null. There needs to be a reason for each of your covariates. That's how you defend them. So, oh, it's what I had. And what are the consequences of what you had? And that's why very often you'll see people want you to, well, what happens when we look at each covariate by itself? Now what happens when we bundle them together? Tell me a story. Don't just say, here, this is truth right here. This is the good one. Forget the analysis behind the curtain. Just leave this one because this is the one I want you to... don't put up with crap like that.